Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Volume.
What's up, everybody, man? It's your boy Big Play Slay here, man. Of course, I had to bring on my guy, JB, aka two-time All-Pro, call him All-Pro, 2020 Pro Bowl player, you know, second-round pick out of Sanford. You know what I'm saying? This is what we do. I'm a second-round pick myself. You know, second-round guys are really the guys in the draft that really be go get. But as we see here, man, my boy is here with us right now. What up, JB?
What it do?
What's
good? Appreciate you having me on, brother.
Oh, yes, sir. You know, come on. Come on now. You know I got to bring my counterpart.
I was wondering when you was going to have me on.
I got to save you for the best one. And this is the best time to talk about a lot of great stuff right here. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot going on. And I'm here to give you the most compliments of all the compliments right now off the jump. Being my here 1 year with you, by far the best dress on the team. I'm going to give it to you. You, Smitty, Fletch Be Fresh, Hassan be on point too as well. But I got to give you to you, man, because you're the most clean fit dude on the team, man. I'm talking about by far the clean most fit. No jewelry, really, just smooth with the watches, plain shirts. I don't know how you clean them. You kill it, plain Jane. I don't know how you do it, man. You got no kind of designs on your shirt, all kind of crazy much, just be plain. I'm like, I got to steal this from JB. It's a must I steal the swag. I'm stealing it. I'm got some this year from, I done told my stylist already that be making my clothes a little bit sometimes. I said, look here, I need to find a way to get dressed up like that.
Hey, I steal ideas all the time. So go ahead and do it, brother. That's what I do. I just sit back and watch. If I see something, I try to stick to my own style. You know, I just know I'm not going to wear something that I feel like doesn't look right on me. And that's why I just try to, you know, cater to what my style is, bro. And that's how I keep it like that. I appreciate the compliment, you know.
Oh, man, hey, man, you be fresh now. You do be fresh. But let's get into it. So as you see, I talked to my boy Smitty last week. He said you're one of the toughest ones he went against before you came an Eagle. How you feel about that? Yeah.
Man, I appreciate that. Now, I remember playing against him when I was in New York, for real.
Yeah.
And I remember watching film of him, and I just could realize, like, how quick he was in and out his breaks. And, you know, he was slender. So, like, my whole mindset when I was going against him was just to, like, be physical with him at the line of scrimmage. And I'm glad it worked against him because, obviously, he got good things to say about me.
So, it did work good because I watched you now. You know, I watched you.
Now, he's a great receiver himself, man, and I can't wait to see what he do this year because, all right, he did a whole bunch last year. I know. I can't wait to watch them boys this year.
Yo, them boys going to get in it again, you know what I'm saying? They're getting in it. They make us who we is, you know, even though we was destined to be great anyway, them boys just put a stamp on it with them two coming over there with us, and we get to compete with them boys each and every day. That shit be hard as fuck. Hey, them boys be hard, man. Huh?
30 piece. I told you.
You know the offense putting up 30 for us. That's what we always say. Put up 30 for us, man. We got a good chance. And that's what they are, man. So So I don't know. Hey, JP, they don't know. Yep. But I don't know if people don't know. Like, I mean, I don't know if you remember this day. Mm-hmm. Back when I was in Detroit, right? And you was over there in Carolina. And you was going against Kenny. You and Kenny going in. We walking in the tunnel. And I'm like, mm-hmm. hey, twofold. Hey, you're nice. I love your game. I don't know if you remember that. Cause
no, I definitely remember that.
Yeah, because this is your fourth year getting your contract. I say, boy, you nice. I've been watching you for a long time, man. Cause I just like to watch Julio, who go against Julio. And I watched your tape one day. I'm like, who is this dude up here tonight putting his hands on Julio like this? Like, I ain't even put my hands on Julio like this. So I'm like, hey, let me see what this boy doing. So I've been started watching your game ever since then. I'm like, make me become a big fan. That's probably like year three. And I saw
I think that was my third year. I definitely remember that moment, bro, because that definitely gave me some I wouldn't say I needed more confidence, but you definitely, like, words coming from you, and I watched your film, and you was like, you were snapping, you know. I saw what you was doing in Detroit, and much respect to you. You one of the top corners in the game for a long time, in my eyes, to be honest with you. So I appreciate those words of encouragement, and they definitely helped me out along the way.
Man, what? I appreciate it. Don't worry right there. You know what I'm saying? You know, people don't like to give me my credit when credit is due, but because I'm a quiet assassin. That's all I do. I don't talk a lot. I just go out there and put the product out there. You know what I'm saying? I just go work hard, play hard, have fun, join the game. So with that being said, you know, how the world just come back around, like, we a duo. Like, how do you feel about that, man? Because right now, we arguably the best duo in the league. And like it's up there. It's up
see
there.
See my setup.
You see it right there? It's set up. It's nice. It's nice. I'm talking about the 2
on the wall, bro. Look nice on the wall,
and look nice on the wall, and we looked good on paper, and we looked good on the film. So we just look nice at everything we doing right about now. So I'm feeling it. You know, I'm loving it. I was concerned. Definitely when you got into the free agency, I was like, well, look here, man. Hey, Howard, I don't know what you gotta do, but you gotta find a way to get JB back, you know what I'm saying? Cause my job was 10 times easier. You know what I'm saying? Easy. And we got to run it back.
You know, I felt the same way. So, you know, I had to come back.
Oh, yes, sir.
It wouldn't have been right if I would have went somewhere else. So I had to come back and be with my dog.
Keep the duo together. Got to keep the duo together. So, man, I'm going to tell you what I learned from you, you know, as my 1 year with you, but just watching you play. I always know watching you play before we got here, but being hands-on with your eyes and just watching you work, you probably the most patient dude I saw at the line of scrimmage. And I'll be like learning, like, dang, how he do that? Your kick step a lot different from my kick step. And, you know, so I'll be watching you. I'm like, man, how he do it like that? Because I got to step twice. You don't have to step twice. You can step once and then you do a little jump back in into it. Sometimes you step and you do what you do. You know what I'm saying? So that's one of the things I learned from you. I'm like, man, I need to learn that from JB because he way more patient than me at the line of scrimmage. But, you know, I'm just gifted as being very athletic. So my question is, what you learn from me when you watch me in practice and stuff like that?
I mean, the craziest thing about it, I was going to kind of say the same thing. You're pretty patient at the line. You don't really get yourself credit, but.
Yeah, I'm pretty patient. I'll be watching you, though, you'd be like, dang, that joker nice with that jump.
And also, like, bro, watching you play and, like, watching you in practice and stuff, like, some of the stuff that you do, I can't really do. Like, even that look, that double move in Houston, you know, the ball was incomplete. He never caught it, but like the way you got in out your break and was able to keep up with Buddy, because Buddy definitely ran a 4-3. So, I mean, the fact that you was able to do that, I'm not even going to try to do that because I can't even do that. So, but that's why I always like, one thing I learned from you at the line was always be patient when I'm at the line and always bring my hands with me. Because you do a great job of doing that because naturally you quit. But you definitely do a good job of bringing your hands with you and also being able to open up with it. Because a lot of guys can't really use their feet while using their hands. And then, you know, kind of, even if you miss, you're able to, like, get out your hips and then keep running. You know, a lot of guys aren't athletic enough to do that. And when I'm at the line, I try to be patient and use my length. And I try to remind myself, I got a big frame, so this guy got to get around me. And I'm also going to bring my hands with me. So you got to get around my hands, too. And if I miss, I miss.
That's true. He just run up. Hey, people don't. This is what people don't understand about playing DB, right? They don't. This is what they don't understand how much patience and how much it goes into being like a very, very successful DB, man. I be trying to tell folks, man, it's by far the hardest position to play. By far the hardest position. And so, so man, I got a big thing with me with my pregame rituals. I listen to slow music all the way to the stadium, like R&B, 90s music all the way to the stadium. But as soon as I walk through and get on the field and I touch the field, I switch over to the ride wave and I'm going crazy when I'm warming up. So what's your like, you know, what's your tradition? You know, what music you like to listen to for pregame?
It really depends on my mood for that morning. Sometimes I wake up in a better mood than others, you know, and I listen to like some old school R&B or like more like a mixture in between R&B and rap, like Kate Camp, something like that.
Okay.
On the ride over to the stadium. And then usually by the time I'm at the stadium, I'm usually turning on some Future, some Kodak. I might listen to a little NBA Youngboy, a little bit of that. I like Yo Gotti, Boosie.
Of course.
Gucci Man, you know, those all get me in the mood to go play football and go be.
That would get you in the mood to do a lot of things.
Hey, look, I got to go out there and be violent on the field, so I got to go listen to some violence before I go out there.
My boy said, I got to listen to something, baby, get a little active right now, you know what I'm saying? Oh man, I'm out here listening to struggle music and I ain't even worried about getting physical. I'm out here like, man, I made it. I made it. That boy said, I feel you though.
I can't be too relaxed out there. They're gonna try to come get you.
I can't remember someone ever having so many go balls thrown them in the first like 5 or 6 weeks, bro. I was so bad. I was like, bro, I know my boy hamstrings on fire right now. Cause that's the whole question about the whole thing. Everybody always asks, can 24 run? Can JB run? So they kept putting the fast guys over there and just run go balls. I said, and I just always come over there and check her. I said, JB, you good? And we was in the middle of the game. You're like, Slay, thanks for checking on me, bro. I said, really in the middle of the game like this, JB? Like, yeah. I'm like, no, bro, you good, bro. Like, it was. That was probably the strangest answer I've ever heard about somebody giving me in the middle of the game. Like, I'm like, you're like, bro, thanks for checking on me. Like, I can feel your pain, bro, because I remember me as a rookie. Man, look here. I'm getting go balls thrown on me left and right. And I'm talking about, it'd be so tiring, though. They bring the fastest dude in there that can't do nothing but run. And you be like, and you know it's coming. It's just like, all right, let me do my technique. You're trying to lock in on your technique. You're trying to do all the stuff that's perfect. And next thing you know, it's just a straight sprint. You said, bro, I should just get out in the 3-point stance and just said, go.
For sure. And I remember, I know a game you're talking about. It was when I was playing the Steelers because they was trying to get me. They had one thing in mind was this, it's either nine route or a double move on me. But yeah, I appreciate that though. I do. Because before then, of course, you know, but on the other side, he was trying to get after me a little bit.
Yeah.
And then Chauncey came over there talking. So then it got them even more rowdy. So I was really trying to calm them two down. But also they were trying to attack me. And I held my own. So at the end of the day, that's all I completed the mission. That's all
I'm tell you right now. I think that was kind of like, you know, besides the picks you made, I think that game really, you know, solidified, like basically saying like, hey, you can't just throw go balls on me because I'm going to play these motherfuckers. Because you was like, I'm talking about, how about at least 12 of them? I'm talking about I'm talking about letting it go. I'm talking about you getting every double move in the book, every double move. And I'm like, I said, let me go pray for my dog. Let me go check on my boy real quick. Hey, JB, you good? I said, man, thanks for asking. I'm like, I'm just going to be like, yeah, you good. I thought you're going to be like, yeah, I'm good. I'm like, no, I boy said, thanks for asking. I was like, this is too funny. Like, I never met nothing like that. But, man, that was one of our greatest moments of all right there for me. I'm always going to remember that. Like, I'm never going to forget that play. Never going to forget that.
Hey, I won't either, though, because I appreciate it. Because, of course, like, after every play, everybody looking over there dapping you up, they're trying to hype you up and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I know you know my struggle right now. You knew what I was going
through. I know it, bro. I see it in your face. Like, I'm just seeing you, like, I'm like, bro, Todd. And I'm talking about coach over there, press call this, press call that. I said, shit, I know JB hurt. Yeah. Let me check on my boy, man.
I ain't need nobody trying to hype me up, bro. I'm good. I'm ready to play. I just need somebody to see if I need a bottle of water or something.
Hey, boy, need that boost. Come on, man, need that speed boost. They were tripping. But that held you down, man. I think that's when people get you more respect and stop really trying you with them go balls because we ain't seeing too much after that because they're like, okay, he holding it down. So, but that was the big issue with me. I'm like, dang, why they keep trying my dog? Like, he ain't been a Pro Bowl and leading in PBUs and all kind of crazy stuff. Because right now, we damn sure leading in the PBU area. Me and you, it's just me and you. Like, damn, we probably had 100 of them right now together. So we, sure. this is come on, man. Y'all witnessed some greatness right here now. 200 PBUs within two people right here, easily. Man, you know what I'm saying? And over like 40 picks. I mean, this is crazy. This is crazy now. So what did you do after the season, though? How your body was recovering? Like, what you do for recovery? Because I'll be watching you, you know, every time we practice, you always kind of like get a nice little lift in. And you know what I'm saying? You get a lift in. I see you get a stretch in. I know we got the massage therapist at the facility. Like, your approach to practice and after practice is different from how I do. You know what I'm saying? After I practice, I just get stretched out and whatever. You like to, you know, lift, then get stressed. So, like, what the lifting part do for you after your practice?
Yeah, I think another reason why I've been able to play, you know, this long is also because I've been available, you know. Mm-hmm. I haven't missed any games for the most part other than that one year when I during the COVID year.
Right.
But typically, you know, I just try to, like, warm up my lower extremities.
That's a big word.
To my thighs, hamstrings, and calves.
Yeah, see, I'd rather you just said that instead of using that big long word at first. I don't know what that word was.
My lower limbs, toes, and all that. I just try to make sure I wake up all that before I get out there, my shoulders and whatnot, because those are the main things that I'm using when I'm on the football field. As far as, like, even when I'm at the line of scrimmage, I use my shoulders. Right. And, of course, I play DB, so all I do is run. So you got to make sure your legs are strong.
Facts, that is.
When you do all that cutting and whatnot.
You and me got dang on somewhat the same. I'm a little louder, you know what I'm saying? But you very sneaky funny, like, but you real funny. Like, people don't know how funny you is until they meet you, but you very, very sneaky funny. Like, I'm loud and funny and all that kind of stuff. But people always ask me, do I talk trash? I said, no, I don't got the time to talk trash because I like to chase folks. And me knowing you, who you are, I'll probably sure you don't talk trash, but I got to ask, do you talk trash? Because I ain't over there all the time. I don't never really see you really kind of getting into it, nobody. So, do you talk trash over there?
Nah, bro, I really don't talk trash, you know? Most of the time, I'm trying to, like, listen to other dudes talk trash and see what they talking about.
That's how I am, bro. They make me laugh more than anything. And we done been in a – come on, man, we've been with Chauncey. Chauncey talking to all the trash. And hearing him telling somebody else how sorry they is or whatever, it's by far the funniest thing listening to because he don't stop. And I used to love it. He talked enough for the whole secondary. So it wasn't no need for near one of us to really talk like that.
No, I wasn't even going to put no name on it. But yeah, he definitely did all the talking for me. So I just listened to him. I tried to break it up when they got too far ahead. Boy, right. He was good most of the time.
If he was good. He was good. You know, he always like to get it folks. I'm like, Chauncey, man, get him. Get him, Chauncey. Chauncey, you know, let him have it. Give him the work, man. It's too funny, man. It's too funny, man.
But we needed that though, because every team I've been on, we have a guy like that. And, you know, it always works to your advantage because I mean, football is also like it's mental too. So
yeah, it is very mental because I done seen somebody really tank after somebody done told them they was trash and they started actually playing like they was trash.
Hey, hey, it happens.
It does happen because you can get ugly out there quick. Man, I'm curious just to understand the transfer protocol because it's way different than it is now. So. Like, I saw that you transferred from Arkansas State to Samford. How did that go?
So, yeah, when I was going through the transfer ordeal, it was different because, of course, if you went – so I went to Arkansas State, which was a D1 single A. Mm-hmm. And if you transferred to a D1 single A, you had to sit out for a year. Right. But if you transferred down to D1 double A or D2 or D3, you wouldn't have to sit out. Mm-hmm. So I knew that when I was committed to Arkansas State because they wanted me to play safety. I didn't really want to play safety, but I was gonna try it out because I played corner in high school. You already know. That's what I realized when I got up there. When we started doing inside here, and I used to take on this tight end every day, I was like, bro, I'm not doing this. I don't want to do this. I want to go play corner. I want to take my chances out there for real. So I went to Arkansas State, got redshirted, and I told him I wanted to transfer like after my first semester, actually, like around Christmas, like after that, you know, after that that first semester ends. But they persuaded me to stay. So I stayed for the spring as well, went through spring, and I still didn't want to play safety after I went through spring. So I was like, man, I'm out of here. So they let me go, and I went down to D1 AA at Samford because I knew I wouldn't have to sit out. Mm-hmm. So I went there. They had a spot for me. I kind of knew ahead of time before going there that they was going to have a spot for me. Mm-hmm. Through talking to my high school coach and whatnot. So when I got over there, you know, they put me out there, had to fight for a starting spot, and I went out there, made some plays, and the rest is history.
Okay, so the question is, do they give you a, you know, a full ride or anything when you transfer like that, or are they just like, hey, you got to earn a scholarship as well?
It all depends on your situation. For me, when I went off to school, when I went to Arkansas State, my coach had told me, hey, if you don't like it up there, you know, you can always transfer down and you'll be able to play. So if we have a spot, just reach out to me or whatever and we'll see. So I reached out to him that first semester, and he told me he had a spot. And really, I could have dropped the ball waiting around for that second semester because my spot could have been taken. Right. But fortunately for me, they still had a spot when I decided to transfer there. So they had a full ride for me. So I made sure before I went there that they had a spot for me.
Got to. Hey, boy, you sound like you contract talking. Hey. Got to be fully guaranteed.
Got to make sure they got that before you leave. Because, I mean, I know some guys that were planning on leaving, like I was planning on leaving, or either like they either got hurt during that spring training, or either they went somewhere and they didn't have a spot for them. And now they done left for school, and the school that they left, they spot done got taken over there. And now you just ass them.
They ass out. That's a crazy world right there. I ain't ever experienced no transfer like that. So I just had to hear from you as well. But now that you don't transfer into the league, you come into a division at the time that had some dogs definitely in that prime. You had like Julio, you know, getting drafted to the second round of Carolina. Then you had who else had Mike Thomas. You had some like that division, and you had, you know, Mike Evans. You had some guys coming in, and you as a young corner, second round, which they're looking for you to play today, not no tomorrow. They want you to be that guy today. Like, how did that develop with you in the NFL?
Like you said, they want you to play today, not tomorrow. Right. So I remember getting there like right after I got drafted. And I remember going through OTAs then, like we had more practices and stuff. It was more like a training camp practice for real, just for our pads. And I remember the ones went up, and me, I'm not expecting to be in the ones because I just got here. But they called out the depth chart. It's like, Brad, like, oh man, for real? Threw me out there, bro. The speed, like, just I had to get used to the speed for real. Mm-hmm. Everything happens so much faster, and everybody like knows what they're doing, you know. Instead of, because at first I was just playing off pure ability, and I wasn't really studying the game, and I really didn't know a whole lot about the game and the NFL offenses and stuff and how they scheme. And also defense either. I was trying to learn my defense too when I got into the league. But over time, you know, after being around good vets like Luke Kuechly, Thomas Davis, all those like smart guys down there in Carolina, being around those guys for so long, you start picking it up. And I would say just having good vets definitely helped out. Would also me like also taking the time and initiative to go like study film and like try to get ahead of the game.
Oh man, that's good. That's what's up, man. How does it feel, bro? Like, I've been hearing all the crazy stories about Luke Kuechly. Like, everything been saying, like, oh, he called out plays. He knew every play before it started. Like, I was blessed to play with some great linebackers, but, of course, not Luke Kuechly level. But how was that? Because, like, you know, he had a short career, man, because he by far was one of the best linebackers to ever play this game if you continue to play, definitely. But even in his 8 years of playing, he still go down as arguably one of the best linebackers to ever play. So how was playing with him?
I mean, it was great. It was like he made up for a lot of the rookie mistakes that I had. Like all those, like just being around or being, you know how it is. Like,
I already know.
Yeah, now that I'm older, I got to make up for like whatever rookie mistakes that happened in front of me, and I'm responsible for that. But you know, he was a great leader and a great vet, and he also knew the game so much. So like he picking off the seven route when we in fire zone off number three. Like he picking that off
easily.
He's like, you're not supposed to do that as a middle linebacker. Or,
you do not. That's what I'm saying. Like, you're saying it like.
Yeah, he running with Julio, and we in quarters or cover two as the middle linebacker. He running with Julio down the middle.
I saw that.
He doing stuff like that and always getting tackled for losses, like, all the time on first and second down. And you know how that put the offense behind and it put us ahead.
And he goes straight to – because people don't understand, he got a lot of picks, too. Like, he got a lot of picks. Like, bro was really like that, you know what I'm saying? Him at the time, definitely him and Bobby Wagner was competing for the best linebacker in the NFL at that time. Because them two there was just light years away, ahead of all the linebackers playing. But, man, I just couldn't experience that. So, I'm like, that's crazy, though, because I never had a linebacker that had that much command. Like, he got a lot of command. Like, usually a team, with every team I kind of been on, they've been ran by, like, D linemen. So linebackers are just, you know, they're good players, great players, but, you know, they just feed off the D-line. So I ain't never seen nobody actually have to feed off the linebacker like back in the day, like Ray Lewis and stuff like that. So, man, it's good. It's, man, what? Luke Kuechly? I wish I could have played with Luke Kuechly. All the way crazy, too, with him.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner. Homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been a blessed offseason for the both of us. We both just got paid. I'm talking about
big blessed.
You know, we both just got paid. Both of us signed a 3-year extension. So, you know, we plan on kicking it together for 3 more years. You know what I'm saying? You know, sure. We both did. So how do you feel about your extension, man? And what you think about going anywhere else?
I definitely didn't want to go anywhere else, to be honest with you. But, of course, it was definitely a thought of mine because free agency is what it is. And you got people like trying to come get you. And sign you to their team. And, I just felt comfortable being with the Eagles. You know, we had a great year. Of course, we got a great offense. Being around great players like you.
And
all the D-linemen that we had, it was a blessing to have all those guys. So it was kind of hard to leave this situation, to be honest with you. I didn't really want to.
Hey, the situation is set up pretty nice. I ain't going to lie, man. If anybody that know football, with the D-line we had, you playing corner, boy, that'd make your job 10 times easier. I'm talking about 10 times easier, you know. So if you out there playing corner, man, go find guys that know how to hunt the quarterback, because that's what our D-line do. They love to hunt. And when I say hunt, they see fresh blood out there. I'm talking about lions, you know. So them boys going to get it. They was going to get it, man. So
this is one of the biggest
questions of the day, man.
Yep.
Who got snubbed more, me? Me not making All-Pro or you not making Pro Bowl? That's a big question.
What you think? Let me get your opinion first.
This is what I say. I for sure. This is what I think. My personal opinion. We both should have for sure made pro all pro. Pro Bowl for sure too as well. So because you had what, 3 picks, about 17 PBUs. I had 3 and like 14. So we both were playing at a very all pro level for sure. I know Pro Bowl is a voting thing, you know, some votes come involved in it, but for sure should have made the Pro Bowl, you know. But man, but who got snubbed more? Man, I say who got snubbed more is because I respect the all pro stuff way more than Pro Bowl. So I say, I'm going to say I got snubbed most for the all pro because all pro is what you want. You know what I'm saying? Pro Bowl is cool and all, but once you get that all pro in your name, that's a whole nother level. You ready? I couldn't wait the first time I got the all pro. I was ready to put it in my bio before I even got the Pro Bowl. You know what I'm saying? I'm all pro DB. You know what I'm saying? It's a different level. It's a different talk.
I get it.
It's a different talk.
I agree with you, bro. I agree with you because you can interchange those. You know, you can put me Pro Bowl and put you all pro.
Yeah.
I'll be straight. That's how I thought it was going to go, to be honest with you.
I thought we both was going to make it all the all pro list. Yeah. I'm like, come on, man. Number one pass defense with the two best, you know, duos. You know what I'm saying? We was going crazy.
I try to think about it. So when the stuff come out, I won't be disappointed. Because when the Pro Bowl stuff came out, I thought about it for a little minute. And when my name wasn't on it, I was kind of disappointed. But I was like, you know what? They're not going to take 2 DBs from the same team. So that's how I looked at it. Then All-Pro came out and I was on it.
I was thinking like, oh man, we probably gonna be like the first one since AJ Boye and Jalen Ramsey in like 2016.
I forgot about that.
We finna be the first duo to make the All-Pro list because ain't no way we not finna make it, bro. Because we
tripping. They should have had us both on. They should have had us both on both of them.
Yeah, bro. I'll be paying attention. So
I'm
like, dang, man. It would have been nice though. Man, it's been 3 months since the Super Bowl, man. Have you watched it? Cause your boy, I did. So have you watched it? And like, do you like still like reflect on yourself with the holding call? Cause I know that was tough and I was hurt for you because I know how you feel about the game. I was like, damn, bro. I know my brothers, you know what I'm saying? Because we know how the Eagles fans go be. You know, they you know how they is. It don't matter how good you played all year, it's all about how you played today. And, you know, so I was way more hurt about the fact that, you know, that was you on the play than the play being made or anything. Like they could have scored or whatever. I promise I'd rather just scored on us than get the holding call. Cause when y'all saw your face, it's just like, you know, it's a big disappointment. I was disappointed in myself because I'm like, dang, man, like, I want this for my dog. I don't want that for my dog. So, man, how you felt about that play since then?
I really haven't watched the game. Of course, I've been asked about it. People talk to me about the play all the time. Of course, looking back on it, I would have rather them scored. Rather them score than commit that foul. It happened. So
yeah,
that's how I think about it. You know, it happened.
Yeah, that's because we understand holding call.
Yeah, I don't plan on it happening again. So
nah, it ain't gonna happen no more.
To all my Eagle fans that's mad at me, I don't plan on it happening again. So please forgive me, and I'll try to do better next time.
Hey, but as a DB, look, fans, as a DB, we hold every play, really. They just call it whether they want to call it. And, you know, and they call it on certain folks, you know. So we hold every play. I hold every play. That's what we do. You know what I'm saying? Unless we playing off brand or something and we get something jumping right, we press, we hold it. Unless you beating us clean. So that's a must. I'm going to hold you. I don't care. You can flag up and flag down. You know, I think I got a lot of respect to let the refs to kind of let me just play. But I'm going to for sure hold you. There's not even no doubt about it.
Mm-mm. Sure. You know, I wish I would have made it look like more like hand fighting because usually they don't throw the flag if you make it look like hand fighting.
True enough. They do. That's right. That's right. You know, that's something y'all can learn right there, fellas. If you're a DB, you just heard something out of the DB mount right there. Just force fight a little bit. They go let it go. Let's go back to a little bit of last year, man. Who was the hardest receiver you cover, including the Eagles, though?
Including the Eagles. I'll probably go with Smitty. You got to put Smitty and AJ first. The first two. Really.
It's automatic. We're not going to be. That's automatic.
That boy Justin Jefferson had some juice in a few reps. I was lined up on him when you got went out the game.
That boy got juice. That boy got juice, boy. That boy got a lot of juice. Like he jet for a reason.
Yeah, for sure. Trying to think. Buddy from the Redskins pretty good. Number one, Dotson.
I like his game, man. He's one of the, not a little rookie, sweet. Nice, man. He's nice and smooth, quick. Got a little, you know, a little sneaky burst on him. He's nice. I like his game.
I think going against CeeDee Lamb with the Cowboys, mm-hmm. is always a tough battle.
Yeah.
He got some wiggle. Terry McLaurin.
Terry, nice. Was so you didn't get to see Terry this year. Like, I had one against Terry.
You had Terry, so.
I had that. Terry fast as shit.
Fast as shit.
Come on, too fast, man. I don't know. I like, bro, need to slow down. And you know, he good for a lot of go balls. I'm talking about. I'm like, damn, bro. How many go balls you gonna run today, bro? Can you, like, run a stop today? Can you please? But nope, he want to keep on running to, like, he Forrest Gump out the tunnel.
We're going to tell our post safety about that before next year.
Easily. Hey, man. Hey, you see Terry over here? Just slide right here, because since he want to run these go balls, just a little bit.
For a little minute.
Man, I'm talking about Terry. Just make him look twice now. By that time he looked twice, he sat.
Come on.
He good in sack now. And if he throw it up, and you know one thing they quarterbacks like to do? Chuck and duck. So
chuck and duck.
Come on, man. Yeah, I like them ducks because I can catch the ball like that. I catch the ducks. It's hard for me to catch the spirals. I catch the ducks.
With a hand in your face.
Dang. Okay, so when those talking about these quarterbacks chucking and ducking, who was the toughest quarterback we played this year? Who you think?
Well, I go with Pat Mahomes at first.
Of course.
He was pretty tough. Mm-hmm. I think going against Dak, that was tough.
Yeah. He had his game for sure. He played well.
He played well against us. We did play A-Rod. That's a game Reed snapped.
Oh, Reed went crazy. You know, Reed got that pick. Got a big time pick.
You know, I think after that pick, he was done.
Ooh, that kind of hurt him. Hurt his heart a little bit. I'm mad at it. I had a chance to catch a pick, and I couldn't get an Aaron Rodgers ball. I need an Aaron Rodgers ball so bad. We got a chance this year, though.
Yeah. A lot of games, we started off fast. Started off high. Put a minted in the bud pretty quick.
Come on, though. Man, look, we were probably up, like, what, 13 picks in, like, the first, like, five, six games? Crazy. And folks just stopped throwing the ball.
Trevor Lawrence straight. He was looking good on film, but then it rained.
Come on, man. Look at it. That rain was cold. That was the coldest game in the middle. Like, it wasn't even like
blessing from the Lord.
That game was wild. They could have put up like 30 on us quick.
They had a nice offense. They put up about 50 the week before. I'm saying he was going to put up 30. We weren't going to let him put up 30.
We're going to let him put up 30, but boy,
they was capable of putting up 30.
They was capable of it. And then I had it went out early that game, too big. I damn near about broke my goddamn arm, but with that damn cold weather out there, that cold and rainy is. That jump was crazy. I'm like, come on,
put in the tent. They almost put me in the tent. You saw the tackle get me?
He smacked you. They was hunting them for you, though. But the thing I'm saying is, though, why you even avoid the man? You see how big he is. I see you try to give him a little move, but you like, I'm going to try to set this edge or something.
You got to think about it. It was already wet and like slipper out there on the field. So I had to get my feet right to set my angle to see the screen. By the time I got my eyes inside, he was already up on me.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't back up. I just had to let him
do what he do, huh?
Do what he do. He did what he did. So, but I forced the ball. I forced the ball back inside.
You did your job.
I did my job.
One thing about corners. Look here. They done already made it too hard for us to like protect ourselves from these linemen. So, I'll give linemen warnings. I tell them right now, you got one time to try to dog me into the ground because I'm going to take my fine. I'm going to hit you right in your knees. I ain't even playing you because arguably you don't care about my life right now because. You 300 plus pound, I'm about 180, 190. So you don't care. And now we got all this metal on with these pads and this helmet. You finna try to hit me? Not Slade. Sure. I'm gonna give you a good old cut and I'm gonna take my fine. Ref, commissioner, you hear from the horse's mouth right now. You see me get dog on film by a lineman? He's getting cut the next time he pulled. And I'm ready to pay my fine. I'm ready to pay it for sure.
Buddy took it easy on me, though.
He did?
He didn't do me the way Buddy from the Cowboys tried to do me. I owe him one. Because he tried to hurt me for real. Because he caught me slipping on it. Because it was a pull play, and I was coming to set the edge. Came through. I was coming this way. They took me up out of there. and he kept going.
That's what I'm talking about. Like you can't keep going, bro.
Come
you
on, can't bro. Keep you already going, got me out the way.
That's all.
You already bigger than me.
Come on, bro. And they wanted to fight that. Come on, man. That's like fighting. Come on, bro. You're fighting big old apes out here.
It's just a list of guys I need to talk to.
So, man, so how you feel about the schedule, man? Do you like it? Like the schedule, man? Because it's a real schedule, man. I see our first week, man. We got a Sunday game. Then we play Thursday night. So, man, the schedule kind of crazy. Then we got a tough stretch with a lot of rivalry guys that consider the game as rivalry. I don't consider the game to be rivalry because the teams switch up every year. So I don't even know how a team even become a rivalry before even the season starts besides the guys that's in your division. But guys be trying to have rivalry problems outside of division when you got a whole new team. You got a whole bunch of new faces on the team. And now you're trying to make these dudes come into some world with some beef mess. Man, they weren't even involved in it last year. So that'd be the crazy part with me when people be talking about what team they don't like the most or whatever they don't like this. I like, man, it's a whole new team. How you don't like this team? It's a whole nother team than it was last year. This team might be more chill, maybe more quiet, maybe just like the whatever. Some teams might be good as hell 1 year and ass the second year. So you ain't gonna want to beef with the ass team. So it'd be weird to me. So, but yeah, do you like the schedule though? The schedule look tough for sure, but you got one of the hardest schedules this year.
Nah, it's definitely a tough schedule. And really, if it was up to me, we only play like 12 games and then we'll go straight to the playoffs.
Hey, tell me about it. The same thing I feel really, about.
Yeah, anything over this 12th game, I don't really like. Hey, but I'm gonna play. But I'm also looking forward to our division games because, you know, I was taught to embrace, you know, the culture. And you know, I love being a part of the Philadelphia Eagles and the culture. So I'm looking forward to that Christmas game against the Giants, you know.
Hey, look, you know how I feel. You know how I told everybody. One thing about it is I don't tolerate too much disrespect. And once you disrespect one of my dogs, definitely I got so much respect for, you know, I'll be have to address type of situations like that. So, you know, I'm always looking forward to anytime we play the Giants. I don't give a damn if I ever come a broadcaster or whatever. Every time the Giants come on TV, I'm probably going to bring your name up every time because I still to this day won't understand how in the hell are going to be your best player was on defense. But, you know, of course, they had that D lineman was crazy. You know, he finna get paid big bucks. But if it's from you, from him, then it's you, or it's you, then him. So I don't even know how they let that walk out of the building still to this day. And I'm still thankful that they let you walk out of the building because, you know, I wouldn't be able to play with you. You know what I'm saying? I've just been knowing you from the outside looking in. Now I know you like, you know, we locked in. So I'm thankful they cut you. But I've told it like that's really totally too much disrespect right there. So I ain't like that at all. But, you know, with us being one of the dynamic duos, there's a lot of great duos out there too as well. You got Jalen Ramsey, you know, and Xavier Howard. You know, you got Stephon and we got another Trayvon. You know what you're saying? They got some guys out there. You know, you got the boys in Tampa, you know. So we got a lot of duos going on right now. And I looked at the schedule. It's a lot of duo receivers we got to see too. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of going on. So I'm looking back now, you know, Dallas, they got Cooks and CeeDee, you know what I'm saying? They got Mike Evans, you got Godwin.
Hey, Buffalo too. Hey, Buffalo.
We got Buffalo. You know, you got Diggs. Ooh, you got,
we got Seattle.
We got Seattle. Hey,
Jets, someone heard him.
Jets too. Then we know. Look here, I got one game circled for sure. I gotta be mind focused, laser focused, and I know for damn sure I gotta be on my best. And I'm already ahead of the game a little bit because I watched your game one time against this person. So I know we like corners as like the matchup and whatnot in the third. I watched you last year, no, 2 years ago against, you know, in Miami, Waddle. So, you know, I saw you and Waddle going at it. And look, it's going to be Waddle and Cheetah, me and you. You know, they got Ramsey over there with Dolly. That's going to be a head honcho matchup. You know, you're saying you got a nice duo receiver over there. We got a nice duo receiver over here. They got a nice duo cornerbacks. We got nice. So, as the Philadelphia Eagles, we got to put our foot first. Now, that's the game I'm really looking forward to. You know what I'm saying? Because just for the excitement, you know, and I love to compete and all that stuff. Because we got a chance to, you know, you ain't get a chance to see them all in training camp like I did because, you know, you set out a little, but I was practicing. So, them boys was nice. And Man, that's gonna be very, very, very interesting right there with the, head on collision. You know, best good on good. You know, the best duo receivers, and they feel like they the best duo receiver. We feel like we got the best duo. They feel like they got the best cornerback. We feel like we got the best cornerback. So that's gonna be a matchup. I'm looking for it, man. I want to know how you feel about that matchup coming, because I think that's one gonna be the biggest ones.
Yeah, it's definitely gonna be a high power game. I'm hoping or not, we get a lot of points. I don't want them to have a lot of points, but
for damn sure
they're gonna put up theirs, just because they got the explosive power with Waddle, and they got Hill, and they got a pretty good quarterback. But yeah, like you said, man, we gotta put our foot down. That's gonna be a statement game for us, because they got a powerful offense and defense now. So hopefully, hey, our D linemen gonna be hunting. So I know they ain't gonna have too much time to throw the ball. So
hey, cause look here, them boys running. I'm talking about running. I don't witness, sure. You know, witness Cheetah. Go to a little, you know, a little limping thing. And people was hating on him, like, oh man, he's like, he running against nobody. First of all, when this man to be coming from football, from a whole 17 game season, including the playoffs, to go out here and compete in a track event and make it look that easy, just tell you how fast the guy is. Like, the man is amazing, man. The man is gifted. Of course, he's a Georgia boy, so I gotta represent my Georgia boy. Shout out to Cheetah for being a Georgia boy, man, and that talented. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what we do. We know we're probably the best state in football and all sports. Just throwing it out there, JB. I know you're from Alabama. Y'all really don't got too much going on out there besides hunting and, you know, and all the kind of crazy stuff. You know, y'all just look. I ride through Alabama a lot. The only thing I see is trees and whatnot. So I don't know.
I feel you. But if you take Atlanta out of Georgia, y'all are just like Alabama. Like, the same state. Alabama and Georgia are the same.
You might be right. You might be right if you take Atlanta out for sure.
We're very similar. Very similar.
You about right, though. You really making sense right there. Now you do can see that. That is true. That is very true.
Now, if you said you threw Mississippi in there, I know.
There's a difference.
That would have been fighting words right there. Yeah. You talking about Alabama, Mississippi.
Yeah, that's pretty funny, man. That is funny, but man, I know, man. To be honest, man. How really fired you up? You beat playing the Giants, though, man. Because I know that pick mean a lot to you. I mean, the playoffs, cause definitely in the playoff series and knock them out. Mm-hmm. And we've been 3-0 against them. How do you really, really, really feel about them? Like when we play them guys? Because I know it'd be deep. Because I got a big, I feel a little different way every time I play the Lions. So how do you feel about when you play them boys?
I mean, I knew going into the both of those games, like we were pretty good. Mm-hmm. Like it was kind of hard to compete with us. So I wasn't really worried about the game. Honestly, I just wanted to go out there and make my plays. And fortunately, out of three games, I made my play. I got my pick. Yeah. So whenever you get into your broadcast journey, your career, and you start mentioning me, they're going to always throw up that video of me catching that pick and going like this.
Yeah, forever. Every time. Every for Elway. And I'm telling you, I was like, oh, you just don't understand. When you caught a pick, like, I know y'all want to go, because we already had our mind, we made up the celebration what we're going to do when you catch the pick, because we knew you going to catch one sooner or later. And, y'all went down there and did your little celebration with the you know what I'm saying? We did it. I'm over there talking mad shit to their sideline. I said, yeah. And y'all let him go. Y'all crazy. So then I look down the field like, oh, shit, I'm going to be doing a celebration. Damn. I'm trying to run down there. I done fucked up and missed the whole celebration and shit. But I was just, that shit made me feel so goddamn good. I was talking so much goddamn shit on that sideline. I was like, what the hell y'all thought letting JB out the building, huh? Huh? And I was, but I missed the whole celebration. And y'all got a whole fire-ass picture, and I done missed the whole picture. So I'm over there blow. They need to get my picture and me talking shit to them.
One thing you going to do when you play for the Eagles, you're going to play for the Giants. So we're going to play them again next year,
We're going to be – that's one thing I know. And I got – I'm going to talk some more shit.
Might as well, since we out there.
Y'all already, man. But all right, hey, I'm going to know how to get up out of here, man. So, man, it was good for you to come on, man. I appreciate you coming on. Man, shout out to my boy JB for making time to come out here and talk football with your boy, man. Had a little fun, man. So I appreciate you coming on, man.
Hey, I appreciate you having me, brother. Anytime.
Anytime. Appreciate you.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102. If you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.